What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. This is episode el numero 18. We are running along. Things are going very, very well. Just excited to be here with you today. Jess, the nature boy, E-Step, is in with us, and we are excited that he is here today. And he's been working really, really hard. He's been outside. It's Killing Founders Day. So he's been outside setting up some chairs and doing some manual labor this morning. We do not envy him at all, but glad that he was able to do that. Jess, it's good to see you. What's been going on, my friend?
Well, as you just mentioned, it's Killing Founders Day weekend this weekend, and it's always a big time for this area, and especially for the town of Killing.
Yeah.
For the church, too. You know, for years and years, we have always had our homecoming the same weekend as Founders Day. They moved the weekend, and we didn't move homecoming, so it's a little different this year. But one thing that the church always does at Founders Day is we take a bunch of old metal chairs over there and provide those for people to sit on if they need to. A lot of people bring their own chairs. But went swimming this morning, did some laps, and then went directly over there to move those chairs. So if you're watching live, I'm sorry I'm not more presentable. Hopefully it's fuzzy enough that you can't really tell. But I'm a little bit winded. I'm a little bit sweaty and tired, but I'm glad to be in the zoo. So that's been going on. We've had a pretty slow week or so.
Yeah.
Just the teens are getting back into school now. This past Sunday night, we did have our annual back to school prayer service, and that went real well. We enjoyed that. We had our back to school, or I call it a fall kickoff, and I can't remember if we talked about that last week. I think that was coming up, and that was a lot of fun. We went out to Keith and Carol Medley's house and rode pontoon boat and did the inner tube. They got pulled behind the jet ski on the inner tube. Watched a movie. We watched Woodlawn outside. That was really cool.
It's a great film.
To have the setting of the water out there and to watch that movie. That was my first time to see it, and so I really enjoyed that. We had a good day, and then the prayer service was excellent. We had several different men from different schools that came and led those prayers and just spent some time with God. I guess we had a couple of hundred people that came, and
that's awesome.
It was really encouraging. It's always a great night, and I just kept saying that night, I can think of no better way to start off the school year than to spend it in prayer like that. So, so that's pretty much what's been going on. They've gotten back into school. I always give the month of August, we kind of take a little bit of a break, and I kind of recharge and get the calendar fixed up for the fall and the winter, and then we hit it hard in September. So we have got a lot of really fun things to be a part of this fall and this winter, and I put it in the bulletin for tomorrow. I've got the article, so I put all those things. I was getting excited about it, just getting excited about thinking about some different things we're going to try to do this year. And so maybe in a couple episodes, we'll talk about planning for fall, fall activities when teens are back into school and all that. So that may be coming here in the next week or two.
Yeah.
What about you? What you been?
You know, August is, it's just one of those months where you just, it's still busy. There's still so many things you've got to make preparations for, but it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
It's so manageable, and it feels good. You know, you see the kids kind of be able to get to catch a breather right before school, and it's just it's a super exciting time. You know, lots of things going on. We got Pearson going in. He's in school now. He's going every day, and you know, he's excited about big school, as he calls it. So it was tough on Dad. I mean, you know, it was tough on me, but he didn't care, and so it made it better knowing that, you know, Mom is right across the hallway. So we're really blessed by that, and we thank God every day that He's put them in an environment where, you know, he can just feel comfortable, and she's comfortable, and she's doing a great thing. So, you know, lots of good things happening. I will tell you this. I went to Rosie's last night.
Yeah.
And had dinner with some good friends of ours, and I got presented with my birthday present.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to take a guess? You're more than welcome to take a guess.
Birthday present. Let's see.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
I thought... I was thinking that you already had your birthday present.
It's Alabama versus USC tickets in Dallas.
Dude.
I know, right?
What time are we leaving?
Well, yeah, there's only two of them, so you have to take that other part up with chapel. But we're planning on going to that and being a part of that, and we're super, super excited, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're making plans for that. But this weekend, of course, it's Killing Founders Day. We've got some things going on with that, but we also have different things going on at our congregation. We're starting our gospel meeting this week. Doug Jackson from the Lone Cedar congregation is going to be at Shiloh. He'll be there Monday through Wednesday. And then Thursday night is the first Rogers football game. Mm. So football
is that hard to believe to you?
Like, I mean, it's right here on us. Boom. I mean, it's here. So we're just trying to make that preparation and get ready for that. And, it's a downtime, but it's still just super, super mm-hmm. busy, like we mentioned earlier. But
the downtimes do not last long in youth ministry.
Oh no,
I mean it's not much more than 2 or 3 weeks, and I tell you what, it picks up pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean it plugs right back in. It's just so fast. Just the turnaround is just so quick, but. I think it keeps us young at heart. So
yeah.
But anyway, if you're watching live, we're very happy that you're here with us. But if you're not live with us and you're listening later, there is a third guy here with us today. And today we have Kurt Aston with us. Kurt is a very, very good friend of mine.
That's not what you told me.
And sorry, this is for the radio. You weren't supposed to throw me under the bus.
You
like
told
that.
Me very, very, very good friend. That's what you told me.
Okay, sorry. So Kurt's a good close friend of ours, and Chapel and his girlfriend Danielle, they are just good people. But we thought we'd have Kurt on today because Kurt's a nursing student at Northwest Shoals Community College in Muscle Shoals, and also Phil Campbell. You do some things over there.
Charlotte Phil Campbell now.
So, he also works for Sam's Club, but it's interesting because he's in a unique environment, both with work and school, but he's also a Christian. And he's been a Christian for about a year now. I think you said tomorrow would be a year, correct?
Tomorrow will be a year.
So, just a fantastic time for him and that precious anniversary coming up for him. We just thought we'd have him in today to talk a little bit about being a Christian in those type of environments and where it comes from and the things that he faces, the thing that, you know, he sees and the things that he's up against. So, Kurt, we're glad that you're here. Why don't you say hello to the zoo?
Hello to the zoo. I certainly appreciate you guys letting me come on. I've never been able to be in a position like this, and I really enjoy it.
Well, we're just super glad that you were able to be here. Kurt and I spent some time this morning together working on his grandmother's washing machine. So we got to talk a little bit about just life in general and got to spend some time together. So that was a lot of fun. Jess, while you were outside sweating and putting out chairs, we were inside working on a washing machine.
I'm glad you told me that. It's good to know. And that's good knowledge. If anybody asks what y'all were doing while I was working on moving some chairs. By the way, I had a lot of help. I should say that. Yeah. We had 3 or 4, five other people, and it really didn't take long, but it's just been a long morning.
Y'all knocked it out in like a half hour, I think you said. Right?
Yeah, there's still a bunch of chairs, and it's hot outside. I'm not complaining.
Hey, isn't it awesome to have people who just want to help and volunteer and just... You know, sometimes they just show up. You don't even know they're coming. They just kind of show up.
Well, I'll tell you what I appreciated was 2 of those guys were elders, you know.
Yeah.
And I love that we have that kind of leadership that, you know, the elders will show up and do physical labor like that. We had an elder's wife that helped for a little bit. And anyway, that's going back. That's besides the point.
Yeah.
Getting kind of off of the track here, but... I'm glad to know that y'all were well air-conditioned.
We're good at getting off the track.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kurt, we're glad that you're here. We're going to ask Kurt a few questions and give him the opportunity to answer those. But like I said, we're just glad that he's here and appreciate so very much his willingness to be a part. But Kurt, we'll just kick it off. We'll kind of let you tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you came from, all the good stuff.
All right. Well, I was born right here in Florence, May of 95, so... A little bit so younger than you guys.
Is that a joke at us? Is that, is that kind
well,
of
okay. specifically at you?
now you do know Jess is older than I am, right?
Yeah, but he didn't look it.
Thank you. We can put this to rest now. Yes. Thank
Man,
you.
Man, that's tough. All right. Well, you're off the show. Anyway, new topic. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Lived in the same house with my parents all throughout school. Went to Rogers High School. Same place Wesley went to, same place his wife and where his son goes. I went there K through 12. I played football from seventh grade until I graduated. I played a year of college football. Didn't work out like I wanted it to, so I decided to come back home. I moved in with my grandparents. They live in Florence. It's more centrally located. Since I was working Sam's and then I was going to school, I just figured it'd be better, more economically, to live there.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. You got to look out for those kinds of things. So one of the things that Kurt does not give himself enough credit for is, as a freshman on a college football team, you started...
I was four games.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, that's just...
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. And, you know, Kurt, if you don't know Kurt very well, he's one of the most humble individuals I've ever been around. He doesn't want to take any credit. He just wants to do the work and wants to get out of the way. And I appreciate that so much about him. But so you went to Rogers. Were you dating Danielle before you left?
Right before I left. It was in March of 2013 when we first started dating.
Okay. And the reason I asked that is because Danielle goes to church with us. Her whole family goes there. And so Danielle's family and I go way back. We have a great relationship. And Danielle was actually good friends with my sister. And, you know, so I spent a lot of time around Danielle. But, you know, it's just interesting when you start talking to people and you kind of find out their background and where they came from and kind of where they were made and where their stomping grounds are. It's unique that while Kurt and I are separated by just a couple of years in age, how much different things were from when he was at Rogers to when I was at Rogers. And we talk about those things a lot, but you know, we're going to start specifically, and Jess has got the next question for you. We're going to start specifically talking about your involvement with the church and kind of, you know, what we're doing now.
So this question kind of has two parts. I kind of made it two parts, but so the first part of it is, were you raised in the church, first of all, and then second, what led you to the church?
I was raised very little. My family, when I was young, we attended some services. It wasn't very much. When I first started going, it was with Danielle. She really wanted me to go, and when we first started dating, there was a couple of times where I wouldn't want to go, but she never did get mad at me. She had a lot of patience with me, and she just kept mm-hmm. encouraging me, and she let me see that that's where I needed to be.
Okay, so it was mostly her influence, really. I mean, you were kind of raised, you know, to have a healthy respect for God and whatnot, but really when y'all started dating and she started mm-hmm. being a big influence. Now, what year was that? Around what time in your life was that?
It was 2013. I was 18. I was fixing to graduate. So I think we started dating in March, and I think she got me to start coming maybe around June or July, mm-hmm. right during the summer. And yeah, I could just tell that it was a good idea, and that's mm-hmm. where I needed to be at.
So that was pretty much right after you graduated then?
Yeah, right after graduated.
Our stories are real similar. I was basically in the same situation, except I was a junior in high school, and the girl that I was dating at the time was a member of the church, and she was an impact on me that way too. Just really wanted me to be there and go to church with her, and helped me to learn the truth, and taught me a whole lot. And so real similar situation there. So that hits home with me. That's kind of special to me. I kind of feel that's just something that we don't need to overlook as young people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not just young people, older people too, that we can have that kind of an impact on somebody, yeah. that we can lead people to Christ just by asking them to be there,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
and that was pretty much how it started with me, probably with you too. You know, come with me Sunday, come with me Wednesday. And then, you know, it got more and more to the point where, which sounds like you came to the same point where I can't deny that this is yeah. the truth. I yep. can't deny that what is being taught here is straight from the Bible, and I've got to respond to it somehow. So I think that is super cool. And if you're a young person, you know, that's listening to this and you're dating somebody that's not in the church, then don't give up on that person. Keep on and persevere. So that's really cool. I really think that I just think that's super cool.
Yeah. And one of the things about not just Danielle, but the entire Grigsby family, the family that she comes from, they're very persuasive. They can be very influential. They're just wonderful, wonderful people, and I appreciate them so much. Like I said, you know, that relationship with Danielle and her family has been there for several years, and you know, so to have Kurt come along, and Kurt and I have a lot of the same interests. He you know, he likes to fish. He's a disc golf player, which, you know, by the way, we haven't done that in a long time. It's just been too busy and too hot. Yeah.
Too busy and too hot.
You're right. And, you know, so it's just nice to have people that are encouraging and that are uplifting and that help you to see what the truth really is. And sometimes it's nice to understand and not be so prideful in the fact that, you know, we try to overlook what people are trying to help us with. But Kurt, I want to ask you, what about the day you became a Christian? So that's coming up. I mean, tomorrow, that'll be a year ago. What about the day you became a Christian? Kind of take us through some of your emotions and some of your thoughts and kind of some events or maybe different things that happened that led you to that point a year ago.
Well, it all started last year when we had the gospel meeting, and Tim Grigsby was there. That was one of the first times where I'd been able to hear the word day after day for, you know, other than just a Sunday and a Wednesday, you know, I got Sunday, Monday and everything. And the messages we kept hearing, they just kept sticking with me and just kept sticking with me. And it just, that day, it just, you know, it just kept weighing on me. And he had a real good message that night. And I just remember thinking that, you know, this is the time to do it. I need to do this now. There's nothing but good that's going to come from it.
Right. And, you know, obviously we've all three been there, and several of you listening and several of you watching have had that moment, had that experience when it just breaks your heart to realize the separation that you've put between yourself and God, because you've wanted to cling to things that you knew and things that were comfortable to you. And from a worldly standpoint, knowing and understanding that the truth was there, we've known it the entire time. We just couldn't break away from what we knew, but we understand that something better waits. And so I remember the day that Kurt was baptized. It was just super emotional, super exciting, because when you get people like Kurt with his history, you know, of, you know, you can still go to Rogers High School and mention the name Kurt Aston and people will be able to tell you a story, you know, and you have people around him that appreciate him and respect him. And when he comes to our church and he sits down, you know, and people say, hey, you know, that was a college football player. That was, that's a lineman. That kid, you know, he could be taking care of me very, you know, at any given point, he could be taking care of me. So to have somebody like that, knowing that they are to be devoting and living their life for God, and to have that emotion and to have that excitement going on, it was a very emotional day, and just a great day overall. But he mentioned Tim Grigsby, who was there speaking for our meeting. I don't know if any of you listening have ever had the opportunity to hear Tim Grigsby, but if he's ever in your area or if you're ever in the Green Hill area and you get the chance to hear Tim, it would do you good. I mean, he's just he's a phenomenal speaker, and he's a lover of people. I mean, he wants people to be successful, and he wants them to feel comfortable, and he wants them to have a relationship with God. And he's just super passionate about helping and guiding people. And it sounds like he had a pretty positive impact on you that week too. So
yeah.
Now you played football with his son Tyler,
yes,
correct? So yeah. Are y'all the same age? Or
he's a year older than me.
Okay, so there's a little bit of a relationship there too. So yeah, just an emotional day, the day that you become a Christian. And so we wanted to get your thoughts on that.
And that kind of leads into the heart of the matter, and really what we brought Kurt here for today. You know, not only that he's a new Christian, basically, I mean, a year is a long time in some regards, it's not. But a year into being a Christian, and you are trying to juggle being a Christian and working a job, you know, at Sam's, and also being a student. And I know that, you know, I hear a lot from parents about how, you know, difficult it has been for their students once they get to that age where they start to get a job, that, you know, the just the time on them that it takes to work, and then they're also, you know, in some type of sports. And so they're going to practice and they're juggling all these things. And I know I had some prayer requests that I had asked for, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Well, actually, it was for our prayer service. And one thing we started last year with that is I got some student prayer requests that we honored during that service, some things they wanted to pray for the upcoming year. And one of our students said, pray for me as I try to juggle going to work, going to school, you know, and being faithful and whatnot. And so you have an interesting perspective because you're juggling all of those things as a new Christian. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are in that same position and they find it difficult sometimes to, you know, maybe not difficult to stay faithful, but I imagine it's easy to, you know, after you go to work and you go to school and you think I've got too much. And so sometimes, unfortunately, what happens is the spiritual side of things, the worship services kind of get put on the back burner. And so I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that and how difficult it is and maybe some things that you do, you know, with your getting in the right mindset, say, you know I've got these things, I'm juggling these things, but I want to stay on fire for God. And so how do you do that? How difficult is that for you?
Yeah, it's sometimes it gets pretty difficult. There's mm-hmm. a lot of times where I feel like I don't have time to sleep for the next 3 days, but you know, I'll still figure it out. I try to get in routines with everything I do. And so the thing that I found works well for me is as soon as I get up in the morning, I like to say a prayer, and then I'll get, and I'll start cooking my breakfast, and I'll sit down and I'll try to, you know, have about 20 minutes or so. I'll eat my breakfast, drink my coffee, and I'll pull out my Bible app, and I just like to read a little bit, just a little bit, just to start off the day. Mm-hmm. And then that way, I kind of just get a mindset for the day, and regardless of whatever comes at me through that day, you know, I can still just check back and just, you know, just stay true to that. And it helps. I think it helps with my stress a whole lot. And then a lot of times it's just sporadic throughout the day. I spend a lot of time studying, so mm-hmm. I get tired of studying and I'll take, you know, a 15-10 minute break and I'll go outside for a minute, sit on the porch, and I try to pull up that Bible app again just as much as I can. Cause I know that I won't be able to block out an hour throughout mm-hmm. the day, but if, you know, if I can hit 15 minutes four times a day, I think that helps too.
Okay. So, I like the idea there, what you said about getting into a routine. And I think that's the key to a lot of this, a lot of, you know, having good habits with your Bible study or Bible reading and having good habits with your prayer, that you set that routine, you know. And I'm sure that when you do that every day, if you're praying and if you're reading through the Bible every day, then when it comes to Wednesday night after you've maybe worked, you know, a long shift during the day and then maybe had a class during that day too, that when you're, you know, trying to decide, you know, do I really feel like I want to go to worship the Bible class tonight, it makes that a lot easier. It makes that choice a lot yeah. easier because you've gotten in the right mindset to start your day. And so I would encourage folks out there to do that, and I need to get, you know, in a better routine, and that's something that I really aspire to and want to, you know, get in a better. And you know, summer is crazy and yeah. it's shaken up a lot of, and so right now is a good time if you're out there, you know, and you've gotten back into the swing of school and back into fall mindset. You know, I know for me, it's easier to get into a routine at this time of year. So maybe that's something that we all could do and try to map out our day a little bit easier and plan a little bit better. On another side of that, and I'm interested to know as a nursing student, you know, I know that nurses and doctors, they see a lot of things. They meet a lot of people in different situations and going through different things in life. And I don't know how far along you are in that process, but I imagine you've seen, you know, some things already, people, you know, at their best, people at their worst, and going through difficult things and being in hospitals. It's kind of a place where people do reflect and they do think about their spiritual lives and they do think about their relationship with God. And, you know, not every case, but a lot of people are going through some of that in their mind, having a major surgery or, you know, terminally ill and things like that. And you've probably been around a lot of that. And I'm curious what, you know, from that perspective, how does that pull at you spiritually? Do you see you know, more things that encourage you spiritually? Do you see, you know, people that, that don't seem to care? And, you know, how does that affect you in that way?
Well, I do see a lot of people facing different diagnoses, you know, mm-hmm. and some of them are, a lot of times they might be terminal. I feel like it helps me a lot just to know that I can just keep living like I need to live. And then whenever, if something happens to me where it's that way, then I know that I'll be taken care of. As far as just at, through a student standpoint, it's kind of difficult sometimes. And it first started out, back my first semester back in August, I had a patient that didn't make it, and they were expecting him not to, but it really shook me. And so we were getting ready, and it was almost towards the end of the day, and the man who was his son-in-law, I believe, he asked me if he wanted to lead a prayer, and he'd ask if I'd participate. And I said, I certainly would. We're not allowed to lead by a student standpoint, but I could stand in the room for certain. And that helped me a lot, just to know that, you know, there are people, and this family was spread out all across the country. I think they had some from maybe Texas there. And it just really helped me to know that there's still people like that today mm-hmm. that still are going to help everybody out.
This is always interesting to me. You said from a student standpoint, you can't lead, you know, you can't lead a prayer in a room. When you, if you're working as a nurse or a doctor, are you allowed to then?
I don't believe we are.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I mean, it's not a,
yeah.
I just wondered, you know, what the limitations were, and I guess this day and age, they probably do frown upon that. But I imagine that you'll be the type of person, though, at the same time, that when, you know, you're being talked to, and when you have a patient talking to you about that type of thing, that because of your Christianity, because of your faith in God, that you'll be able to at least leave them with some thoughts about mm-hmm. Yeah. what's going to happen next yeah. and hopefully be able to get them thinking about, you know, are there some things that you can do right now to be prepared for what's coming next in the life after this one. And so I appreciate people in that position, and I commend you for staying with it and keeping your faith through all that. Cause I imagine it does probably rattle you a little
yeah.
bit. And,
yep.
you know, you can, you know, we had Kyle Budd on several weeks ago now, and he did such a great job talking about pain and suffering coming into this world and why, you know, we go through those things, and there's good reason why we do. And we understand it's going to happen. And so for somebody to be in that profession that sees that day in and day out and still remains faithful to God, I think is commendable. And I appreciate you for staying with it, because you can help physically, but you can also help spiritually in that situation. And you'll have a lot of open doors that'll come your way, a lot of opportunities to share the message of God without overstepping, I imagine, because you don't want to get fired. We understand that. Wes?
Yeah, Kurt, I want to ask you one last thing, and then we'll get out of here and let you go. But if you could give somebody advice, whether it be somebody who's in nursing school or, you know, they're a marketing major or whatever it might be, and they're kind of on the fence about Christianity, why is Christianity so important to you?
Well, obviously it's for my internal salvation.
Sure.
But it just helps knowing so much when you get connected in church, there's always going to be somebody you can lean on.
Yeah.
You know, I'll lean on you a lot. And there's several other people that I know I could go to in the church right now. And if there was anything that I needed, I know that they would take care of it.
Sure.
And it just helps to have that kind of support going through school and job and everything. When you just feel like everything's chaotic, it's nice to have a rock to lean on.
Yeah. Well, what he doesn't, you know, again, in his humility, he's not going to tell you that he is a rock for a lot of people. A lot of people trust in Kurt and believe in him, and I'm one of those people, and we just appreciate so very much you being a part of our show today and giving us kind of your perspective on things from what you see and what you've dealt with. And I think, you know, when graduation rolls around, we have you back on.
That'd be nice.
No gifts involved, but Just, besides being with us.
No, that's fair.
Okay.
That's
fair. All right. Kurt, thank you very, very much. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Jess.
Time to finish up.
What a good show.
It was a good show.
I appreciate Kurt so very much. He just such a good man and got a lot of things going on. If I could give him one piece of advice, he needs to buy a ring. I mean, it's just it's just
there it goes. You just said it.
It's just getting that time. It's okay. She won't hear it for a few hours at least. But anyway,
she may not ever hear it.
But we do. We appreciate Kurt being on today. And if you're kind of in Kurt's same situation, Jess is going to go through and list the ways that you can get in touch with us or find us and plug into the show. And we want you to do that. If maybe you're in that situation, you know, you're new in the faith, or you might be long in the tooth when it comes to the faith and being a Christian. You might have been a Christian for a long time, but some of the things that you struggle with, some of the things that you've seen, some of the things that you've helped people with and to help them overcome, we want to hear about those things. But Jess, it's final rush. What you got going on?
Well, first of all, right after we finish recording here, I'm going to go Google long in the tooth because I've actually never, ever, ever, really? Ever heard that phrase.
Really?
But after you called me robust and I kind of made a crack about it, and then we looked up what robust means, I'm not going to put anything past you when it comes to phrases and words because I was totally wrong.
I was giving you a great
by
compliment.
The way, if you heard that episode... he called me robust. I have only ever heard robust used in a manner speaking of someone who is overweight. Okay. After looking up the definition, I see it means, you know, basically stout and strong and sturdy. Yeah. And so,
you're welcome.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You're so complimentary. But no, as far as a final rush, just glad to be here. Good to be on with Kurt. We got a lot of exciting things going on. I tell you what, I've seen some things on social media that I'm super excited about as far as this Shoals area youth groups. I've just seen some growth and I've seen some enthusiasm, some excitement. We are in the middle of a split guys and girls class for the month of August, and I had a real good discussion with my guys about some things we have coming up, and Lori, I know, was encouraged by their class, and so we're just looking forward to getting these fall and winter activities going. Before I sign back off to you and hear some things that you have coming up, I want to give a shout out to Greg Ledbetter, who is watching and commenting. There may be more people watching, but he made a comment there on Facebook Live. And we appreciate Greg and what he does in Mississippi and miss him so much. But yeah, I just saw that comment and thought I better give a shout out to Greg.
Come back.
We would obviously love for Greg to come back. I know he's doing great things at the North Brandon congregation, but we do miss you and Beth and little Olivia, and I can't wait to see you again. Yeah, what you got coming up?
We do miss Greg and his family and know that he's doing great things, and I don't know that North Brandon would let us have him back. I think that's probably
accurate.
The legitimacy of the matter, but anyway, we do miss Greg and wish he was here. But our gospel meeting, like I mentioned earlier, it's coming up this week, and very excited about that. Of course, you know, football in Alabama, man, it's kicking off. So you know, lots of Friday nights in bleachers, and Saturday at the Jerry World. You know, that's
I'm
excited about that. But you know, that's a few weeks off, but nonetheless, I'm excited about it. You know, we just have a lot of things going, and like Jess said, there's been some shift with people who are working with the different youth programs in our area, and we're very excited about having those guys be a part of the area and their ministries here. We're just super excited for them, super excited about what God has in store with those ministries. It's going to be really, really awesome, and we're just so blessed to have so many people who love the Lord and who love each other. And just want to see so many people get to heaven. It's just such a blessing to be here where we are, and just thankful to God that He allows us to be able to do what we do and be involved with the things that we're involved with, and to have good friends who will come on and discuss their struggles and the things that they've seen, and be able to see that there is something greater that awaits us at the end of this thing if we're found faithful.
Absolutely.
So, we just encourage you to stay strong, and we appreciate you for listening, Jess. Tell the good people where they can find us.
Well, we covet your suggestions, your comments, and you can do that on Facebook at facebook.com/ministryzoo. You can find us on Twitter. It's @ministryzoo. Our Gmail email account is ministryzoo@gmail.com. And you can find us on iTunes. You can listen to us there, the iTunes podcast app. We're on Google Play. And now we are streaming live on Facebook. We're going to try to do that from now on if we can and possibly. And also on Periscope. We are live on Periscope right now. So yes. I'm anxious to see and get some feedback from those different avenues and some new ways we're getting out there. But it's been great to be in the zoo with you today, and we'll see you later.
Go Cubs!